This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
Hi, this is Judy, and welcome to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show number 20, and today our show is all about getting ready for our holidays and time to plan your travel. So sit back, relax, and I'll take you on a bit of a journey today with some of my songs. And the first song today, we're going to Scotland, and the group is called Dropkick, and they're from the United Kingdom in Scotland, and their influences are the Beach Boys, Teenage Fan Club, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, Laura Cantrell, and Bare Naked Ladies and the Birds. And their songs capture a power pop spirit tingled with a country edge. Shimmering guitars and vocal harmonies recall classic California bands and more local contemporaries such as Teenage Fan Club and Daniel Wiley, American UK. And the song we're going to play you is called Travelling Song.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cross Flight 957 to Canberra. Now ready for boarding through Gate Lounge 19. Please have your boarding pass ready for a presentation to our flight attendant who welcome you aboard today. Thank you. We wish you a pleasant journey. Cross Flight 957 to Canberra. Now ready for boarding.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, it is important that you are all familiar with the emergency equipment on this aircraft. Please watch the crew member or video screen nearest to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, today you're travelling on a Qantas Boeing 737. Subtly, every aeroplane is different. That's why you need to watch this demonstration. Having your seatbelt done up low and tight is absolutely essential during takeoff, landing and turbulence. It is a Qantas requirement that you keep it on at all other times. Do it up by putting the clasp in the buckle. It tightens as shown. Undo it by lifting the buckle flap. If you ever need to use the emergency brace position, you'll need to know it instantly. Can you reach the seat in front of you? If so, you brace by folding your arms on the seat back and resting your forehead on your arms. If you can't reach the next seat, you put your head on your knees, or lean as far forward as you can, and hold on to your legs. Keep your feet firmly on the floor to prevent them from moving forward. Every time you fly, you almost certainly will be sitting in a different seat. This means that the escape route to the nearest exit is different for every flight. Look where the crew is pointing and work out where your nearest exit is. A good way of remembering is to count the number of seats between you and the exit. The crew will also point out the lights that act like a path to the exit. A red light indicates that you've reached an overwing exit. A loss of oxygen at altitude can lead to a loss of consciousness. So if a mask appears from above you, pull down on it firmly, put it on quickly, and make sure the strap's tight. Once your mask is working properly, you're able to help other people, including children. Different aeroplanes carry different types of life jackets. Qantas aeroplanes carry one yellow inflatable life jacket for each person on board. Yours is under your seat, or under your armrest if you're in business class. This life jacket is the type that has a single waist strap that clips together and tightens as shown. It has one red tag and one mouthpiece for inflation, and a whistle and a light for attracting attention. You should only inflate the jacket as you leave the aeroplane. We're also carrying escape slides and life rafts, which the crew will operate in an emergency. If we have to evacuate, you must leave all cabin baggage on the aircraft. Above all, in an emergency, remember that it's the crew who will be most help to you, so follow their instructions. Finally, smoking is a fire hazard and is not permitted anywhere on this aeroplane. If you're not sure about anything we've told you, check the safety card in your seat pocket. Otherwise, if you've completed the safety checklist, you're ready for takeoff. Please enjoy the flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, during our flight to Adelaide, the cabin lighting will be dimmed, and this is completely normal. If you'd like to read or indeed work, you'll find a reading light above you. Thank you.
Welcome to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20. And today we're getting ready for our holiday period and travelling. So it's time now to start making your plans for your holidays. So I thought I'd bring you a few songs that get you in the mood, ready to start planning your holidays. So I'm going to take you out now with a double header. And the first song, it's actually an instrumental to get you in the mood, and it's called Lunar Holiday, and it's by Pat Zelenka. And Pat comes from Michigan in the United States, and his influences are Hendrix, Roy Buchanan, Jimmy Page, Tal Farlow, Robin Trower, and Ali Farquhar. Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and you're listening to Show 20. And today we're giving you a little bit of a reminder to start planning your holidays and your travelling. And so I thought I'd bring you a few songs to get you in the mood. And that last song you heard came from South Africa. Yes, South Africa. And the song was called Safari Travelling, and it was by Mempemba Effect. It's hard to pronounce these names. It's MPEMBA Effect. And they're from South Africa.
Your mobile phones, cell phones and radio transmitters must now be switched off and cannot be used at any time. I will advise you in Adelaide when you can turn these items back on. All other electronic equipment, inclusive of laptop computers, CD players, handheld games and toys, may only be switched on 20 minutes after takeoff.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20, and today we're going on holidays and travel very soon, so it's time to start planning your holiday. And I thought I'd bring you some music today to get you in the mood to start planning your holidays and maybe give you some ideas in where you might like to go. And that last song you heard was called Safari Travelling by Member Effect, and they're from South Africa, and it's a group over in Africa that they call themselves African Cream Music, and they're an independent record label based in Johannesburg, South Africa, and they were established in 2001 with the aim of sharing the best of African music with the world. The company showcases the most talented musicians, artists and producers on the African continent. After working in property development for many years, founder and CEO Alex Aguilank decided that creating a record label that celebrated African music was the best way to follow his passion. Involved with Digital Cupboard at the time, the biggest internet site on the continent at the time, Aguilank released that there was a huge thirst for music from African continent across the globe that needed to be quenched, and so African Cream Music was born. And they have quite a few songs on their website for different artists and things, so if you really like African type music, you can go to our show notes and there'll be a link there for you to check this mob out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign and you are free to move around the cabin. I'd like to remind you though, for your safety, please keep your seatbelt fastened whenever you do remain in your seat. If you'd like to read about important health and travel information, you'll find an article in the rear section of your in-flight magazine. This may help to make your flight more comfortable. During our flight to Adelaide, we'll be serving you dinner. Pleased to announce in the main cabin on all City Flyer weekday services, we will be offering you complimentary beer and wine. Responsible service of alcohol limits will apply, and we ask that you ask your crew member at the time your tray is offered to you. I'll also be screening the Channel 9 evening news, followed by a TV program shortly. If you care to watch this, please select Channel 1. You will find audio and channel controls in your armrest. For details regarding our audio channels, please refer to the Q Entertainment Guide in the rear section of your in-flight magazine. Please remember the crew are here to be of service today. If there's anything myself or the crew can do to assist you at any time, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you, and once again, welcome on board.
I have a little suggestion. Christmas coming up. Yay! Instead of going out there and fighting the crowds and not knowing what to buy somebody close to you, I've got a good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelearth.com, and get into our shop. And we have over 80 items. We have men's, ladies, and even kids' things. We have a different variety of colours and styles of t-shirts, Sloppy Joes, those things they call hoodies, and even you can get a tracksuit. And also we have two types of mugs, a clock, yes I said a clock, and a carry bag. And all these items, and plenty more as well. Beautiful little white bear, one of the ErkPod carry bag. You want to give them an ErkPod shirt? Yay, why not? Good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelearth.com, and get into our shop. And now here's Irk with feedback.
We've had a fair bit of feedback actually, which is quite good, and I encourage everyone to keep the feedback coming. Our first bit of feedback comes from Jenny Maid in relation to the Top Twins show, episode 17. And Jenny wrote, "Only just listened to the Top Twins today. Jules and Linda have great voices. I've not really been a fan of country or yodeling music until now, but with the other influences of the Maori language and the island sound in their music, they have that something extra special. Nice episode, Judy. And that was from Jenny Maid. Thank you, Jenny. And we also have some feedback from Shauno. And Shauno, of course, is one of our most frequent commenters, if not the most frequent. And he's very quick on the comments too, Shauno. He commented in relation to episode number 18, which was the fire special. And Shauno commented, "Never heard anything like that smoke detector song at the end. That was different. Also glad to see that Irk guy showed up for this show. Guess you don't need to fire him just yet." And considering that the comment was in relation to the fire special, Shauno, boom, boom, nice choice of words there, mate. Don't know if that was deliberate or not. But Jenny Maid also commented on the fire special, episode 18. And she wrote, "Well, I heard the fire show today, the day after I had my annual fire and emergency drill training at work. We watched videos of thick black smoke choking up a closed room after just 30 seconds. I never knew that the temperature at ceiling level could reach up to 1,000 degrees Celsius in a fire. The song at the end, Smoke Detector, Life Protector, thumbs up. Every home should have at least one, preferably more. And Sky Fires reminded me of the bushfires that we had near Penrith in 1994 and 2001 when the sky just seemed to be on fire. Good show, Judy. Great message too." And that was from Jenny Maid. And then we move up to episode 19, which was the Clintons episode last week. And Shauno commented, "Those guys sound pretty good. Kind of different for a country band." Thank you, Shauno. And don't forget, you can keep your feedback coming in too by commenting on the show notes at www.channelerk.com, or you can email Judy, judysblast@gmail.com. So until the next time that there's feedback, I'm Erk, and here's Judy.
Thank you, Erk. You're listening to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20. And today we're starting to get ready into that silly season for holidays and travel. So I thought this music today would get you in the mood and start planning your holidays. And the next song you're going to hear, it's an instrumental, and it's called Travelling Man, and it's by Richard Langridge. Now, Richard Langridge comes from the United Kingdom. He's a UK artist of singer-songwriter based in Lincolnshire in England, and he comes under the label of Old Black Dog Records. It's a new independent company promoting music for the Lincolnshire-based singer in the United Kingdom. I hope you'll enjoy looking around and listening to some of his samples and songs, which you can find at the Podsafe Music Network. So here's Richard with Travelling Man.
The road winds on and open. You must be free to choose your way. Looking for a place of refuge at the dimming of the day. Some may think that life is easy for a traveling man without a care. Going where that star may lead him, never knowing what lies there. Days are long, life is easy. life is fine. Nature's bounty overflowing, a brimming cup of sparkling wine. There is work upon the land, honest toil or honest pay. By the fire's glow,
welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20, and we're getting into that silly period now, holidays. Yeah, it's coming up, the holiday time, and it's time to start planning your travels. And so I thought I'd bring you some music today that might get you in the mood for start planning these holidays and traveling. So the next song I'd like to play you, I'm going to give you a double header this time, and the first song you're going to hear is a song called Traveling, and it's by Spice House, and they're from New York in the United States, and their influences are 07, Portishead, Grateful Dead, Brian Eno, Jefferson Airplane, Ornette Coleman. Our foray into the world beats acid and trad jazz forms and trip-hop jams from upbeat polyrhythmic synchronations to mandarin mystical soundscapes. Sounds like I've been drinking pronouncing these words. Spice House mixes much for many eras, from ancient eclectical moods to atonal music to modern ambient music and electric grooves. So take it away, Spice House, to Traveling.
Thank you. Yeah. a suitcase and fade away. Gotta find a new direction, a new frontier to save me from my fate. Got to cut that heavy ball and chain. I guess I'll be traveling.
Traveling.
I guess I'll be living day to day. I'll have to hit the highway. I'm on my way.
Lord, I've had it with the heartaches. Lord, I've had it with your selfish, selfish ways. Let me help you with that suitcase. Go your way. But you'll miss me on the road, babe.
Said goodbye, my heart began to break. Freedom's good, but love is far too great. So much for traveling, so much for living day to day, so much for highways, I'm home to stay. So much for traveling.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and you're listening to Show 20. And today we're getting ready to plan our holidays. We're coming into the silly season of the year. Yes, and it's time to start making plans for your travelling. And so I'm giving you, I hope, some influences and getting you into the mood to start making your plans for your holidays and travelling. And the last song you heard there was called So Much for Traveling, and it was by a group called The Essentials, and they come from New Jersey in the United States. And their influences are B-52s, Neil Young, Beatles, Stones, British Invasion, Motown, REM, U2, Elvis Costello, Broadway, and Elvis. And in the world of rock and roll, unique is a word tossed around with often reckless abandon by those desiring to just that. All too often, however, what we end up with is a reconstituted mix of what's been done to so many times before. And then along came The Essentials. And that wasn't a bad little tune, that. So now I'd like to take you out on another song, and it's called Traveling Medicine Show. It's a little bit different to the others, and it's by the legendary 10 Seconds. Now, this time we're taking you to the United Kingdom, and their influence are 60s beat, English folk, psychedelic punk, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, George Formby, Devo. I wonder if that's Devo from Devo Spice. Deep Purple, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and they also do comedy. And Ian and Guy started recording as a legendary 10 Seconds in 2003. So they've been together for quite a while. And their music can be downloaded and purchased from Moven Wheat Whispers and Golden Pathway Records. Ian and Guy also play in Torquay indie band The Morrisons, who were featured on John Keel's UK radio show back in 1987. Wow, that's a long time ago. So that's not a bad song, that. I just thought I'd whack it in to make it something different to all the other stuff.
Travel across this state, every county, every fair. Name any little settlement, I bet you we've been there. The folks all love to see us, we bring color, we bring fun. Those times we've been run out of town by a fellow with a gun.
Well,
up to
our wagon, the baggage we sell. It ain't many medicine, but it's gonna make you well. Well, up to our wagon, we sell. It ain't many medicine, but it's gonna make you well.
Riley plays guitar and he gets the people in. The doc gives consultations and Mac collects the tin. There's a fiddle player comes along when we're working down his way. We got potions, we do magic,
and
the good folks come
and pay. Roll up to our wagon, the batteries we sell. It ain't really medicine, but it's gonna make you well.
Sweetheart, love you best. We guarantee it tastes real good. We got pills for all the rest. Come and hear our music. Come and join the throng. A dime for a bottle and a nickel for a song.
Roll up to our wagon, the batteries we sell. It ain't really medicine, but it's gonna make you well. Roll up to our wagon, the batteries we sell. It's gonna make you well.
So now I'm going to take you out with a double header. And the first song I'm going to play you on my double header this time is called The Travelling Parole Board Blues, and it's by Whiskey Joe Leadfoot, and he comes from the British Columbia, Canada, or as Shauno calls it, Canadia. His influences are Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Gordon Lightfoot, and Kris Kristofferson. And Whiskey Joe was born in, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing this one, Ontario. Through the Year is a Mystery. All the artists in his band have been nominated for Player of the Year in their category, Great Outlaw Country Music. So we thought we'd whack in a little bit of country as well. So here we go with Travelling Parole Board Blues.
I got called just the other day to this big board meeting that was underway. Yeah, they ushered me in and they sat me down, and I thought to myself, well, what have I done now? But this guy in the middle who was wearing a frown said, we're the traveling parole board making the rounds. We can judge you better when we're face to face, so we're here today to review your case. So I thought to myself, now that sure sounds fine, cause I was starting to have doubts about doing my time. I told that judge when he sentenced me here, I didn't think I could do no 300 years. Well, this dude reaches down and he pulls out a file that was thicker than that stuff on the farm that you pile. And I didn't know then, but I was soon to see, it had about the same consistency.
Well, he opened that thing and he read for a bit, and then his eyebrows raised and he bit his lip, and his jaw got tight and he shook his head. He looked at me with a glare and he said, "This first report, it don't look too good. You ain't been acting the way that you should. You're stubborn and antisocial and proud." And I said, "Well, why don't you just read the damn thing out loud?" So he did, and it said, "He wears love beads and a Mickey Mouse watch. He's three quarters German and two quarters Scotch. He reads Western novels and underground news. And I don't think we can turn this man loose." And the classification report was clear. He won't go along with the program in here. He keeps nagging us with requests of his, demanding to know what the program is. And the psyche said, "Well, I done my best, but he must have cheated when he took those tests. They showed up too much normalcy for anyone in his condition to be. And I've never had a wrong prognosis. This man's got an acute neurosis. He's a hebephrenic and schizoid too. There's just no telling what this man will do. He wears love beads and a Mickey Mouse watch. He sees strange things in our ink blots. He reads science fiction and the plain truth too. And we just can't turn a nut like this loose." Time here, I was starting to sweat, but this guy who was talking wasn't finished just yet. And I thought to myself, what more can there be, till he read this report from custody. Well, this man's a rebel and he's militant too. He takes LSD and he drinks homebrew. He's late for work and he gambles at cards. He walks counterclockwise in the exercise yard. He killed 400 men in his mind last week. We know, cause we had our psychiatrist peek. He claims to be changed, but it's likely a ruse. And there's just no way we can turn this man loose. He wears weird beads and oddball watches, and his record is marred with terrible blotches. He reads Che Guevara and Karl Marx too. And there's just no way we can turn this man loose. When I heard all that, my knees got weak, and I tried to protest, but I could not speak. And they said, "Time's up, you'll have to go. Just keep on trucking, we'll let you know." So I got that report that they sent to me, and it said deferred indefinitely. But just hang in there, cause if you're still here, you'll get a mandatory in 200 years. That's a parole, son. Yeah, mandatory parole. What's the matter with you, boy? Ain't you never heard of one of them things?
Let the journey begin.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20. And today we're playing songs related to holidays and travel, or words that have the word travel in them. And it's time to start planning your holidays. So I thought I'd use the word travel in this for the show for today. And the last song you heard on there was a song called Travelers, and it's by Bass Diver. And it was an instrumental. And Bass Diver comes from the United Kingdom. Influences are Madonna, Kylie Minogue, Casada, Men at Work, and Bass Hunter. And the great new single from the new artist Bass Diver. Purchase the Travelers from iTunes Music and all major outlets like Podsafe Music Network, and you can go to their website on www.worlddomainationrecords.com for further details.
Judy's got a stick shit.
And I was wondering about that because on the bottom of the... What was that? What did it turn out to be?
One of my elephant pitchers decided, the herd decided they didn't want to be on the wall anymore, and they jumped off and smashed on the floor. So there's glass everywhere. So we seem to be getting a lot to do with... It's your fault with your elephant trick.
Don't blame me. It was you who wanted to spend a whole episode talking about elephants.
Yeah. So what does that mean? A herd of elephants fell to the floor. Does that mean that we're going to get a lot of...
Feedback.
Feedback to do with our elephant show?
Hopefully.
So, well, so far we did. So
we've had a few downloads, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we had a smashing hit with our elephant program.
Oh, boom, boom. Boom. Should be here all week.
That finished it off.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20. And today we're getting you in the mood for travel and holidays. So I hope these songs help to influence you. But if not, well, I tried. Can't blame me for that. I know I'm very trying at times, but I have tried very hard to find you these songs. And I'm going to take you out now with an instrumental. It's a song called Distance Travelled by Scott Helm. And Scott Helm comes from North Carolina in the United States. His influences are The Beatles, Nin, John Prine, Muddy, U2, and he has too many other numerous influences to mention. And he likes all types of musical style, and Scott Helm has created an electric cocktail of sounds, from ambient, electronic to rock to jazz. And every piece is unique and expresses the thoughts and feelings of the moment. So I hope you enjoy this song to take you out today. And I'd like to say thank you and good luck with your holiday planning.
Thank you.
welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 20. And today I try to influence you towards your holiday period with songs with holidays and travel in them. So I hope you've enjoyed today's music as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. And you can go to our show notes for more information about all these artists. Our music today was supplied by the Podsafe Music Network, and you can contact us on www.channelerk.com, or you can email me at judysblast@gmail.com. And you can also, if you want requests of different genres of music, I'm always happy for anyone to send me an email and tell me what they'd like to hear. Gives me a challenge. Yes, it gives me something to do, a challenge. And I'm looking forward to the new year to start off fresh and hopefully with all this programming and everything, a new show. And I'd like to say a special thanks out there to my son Irk from Channel Irk. And if it wasn't for Irk, with his patience, tolerance and all his skills, people don't understand just how much goes behind the scenes to produce these shows for you. And he puts in a lot, believe me. He works full time and he still can assist me in putting these shows together. I'm learning how to do it, but I've still got a lot more to learn. But that's my goal for the future. So next week I'd like to bring you a different type of show, and I think you should enjoy this next show that I've got coming up. It's a group called The Fump, F-U-M-P, and it's by Devo Spice, and I like this guy. He does funny rap songs, and he classes himself as a nerdcore comedian. So come along next week and listen to my show with The Fump. So I'd like to thank you for listening today, and thank you for your patience and your support by just listening. That's enough for me. All my hard work has paid off when I know that you've been out there listening, even if I don't know who you are. But thank you again, and it's good night, interweb.
We've commenced our descent into Cairns, and at this stage of our flight, we ask that all electronic equipment, including mobile phones with flight mode, be switched off. Thank you. Our jet snack service has concluded for today. Your luggage will be available for collection from a baggage carousel on the ground floor of the terminal. Please check the monitors in the arrivals hall for the carousel number. If you're continuing on to other flights today, please remember that you must collect your luggage as it will not be transferred to your next flight. Quarantine authorities would like us to remind you that some fruit, vegetables, plant material, fish and uncooked fish products are restricted entry into this state, and these items are to be placed into the quarantine bins as you enter the terminal building. Quarantine detector dogs do operate in some of our terminals. For your information, the airport is approximately 8 kilometres from the city centre. Shuttle bus services are available and the tickets can be purchased in the arrivals hall. Taxis are also available outside the terminal and cost approximately $15 to the city centre. Shortly after arriving in Cairns, his aircraft and crew do return to Adelaide, and as we don't have much time on the ground, we like to prepare for our next flight while we can. The cabin crew are currently moving through the cabin, collecting any rubbish items that you may have, so please take a moment to look around you in your seat pocket for any empty wrappers, newspapers, or any other items that you won't be taking with you and hand them to the crew. Also, those passengers that did hire the video on demand, Russell is moving through the cabin collecting these, so please have them ready for collection.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.